The ghostly girl seems more real in the shadows of the rusted, curved shed. It's dark, but her smile is bright. This is a happy place for her, you sense. A place with a strong memory, but not a sad one. She reaches toward your head, but you shake it. You don't need a vision to imagine this place. You can see the happy couple here, sitting in the shelter when it was newer, perhaps to get out of the rain, or maybe just a quiet place to watch the world go by. There is graffiti on the house now, white words spelt out in rust upon the curved roof. But the girl directs you to writing inside, older writing from the time the shelter was built. She points to a rusted pillar at the very front of the shed on the left-hand side. Behind it, on the curved wall, you see a stamp. It's a triangle pointing up. The girl drifts in, indicating the writing above, and you crane your neck to see what she is looking at. Her finger rests on the upside-down writing. Two words. Both start with the same letter. This letter must be the next part of your clue. She motions you to write the letter down, and then she beckons you further along the path. At the creek crossing, she hops from stone to stone, touching only the black ones, and you do the same, unsure if it's important or just a memory from her childhood, before walking up the hill to the place where the sun powers nothing. When there, look to your left for a road running between water and creek that leads to a rock face. This will be your next location.